Last summer, Haiti's Senate passed bills that, among other things, would outlaw public support for homosexuality. It's just the latest attack on LGBTQ people in Haiti. Activists there say homophobia has been on the rise since the devastating earthquake of 2010. But defenders of gay rights are not backing down. Amy Bracken has our story from Port-au-Prince.
The name of Haiti's most prominent LGBT rights organization is Courage, or Courage, with good reason. They've had to move their headquarters three times following attacks. Now it's unmarked with a plainclothes security guard out front. But inside, there's no question where you are. The reception area is decorated with a rainbow flag and a rainbow clock. And behind the front desk sits a young transgender woman with a warm smile. Smichina Charles is a Courage receptionist and a human rights trainer. She tells me that last year, life in Haiti got more dangerous.
There are two propositions of law recent qui viennent dans le Parlement haïtien.
She says it's because of legislation that passed Haiti's Senate last summer. The bills, among other things, would ban, quote, public demonstrations of support for homosexuality and would make just attending a same-sex wedding punishable by 3 years in prison and a big fine. Never mind that gay marriage already isn't legal in Haiti. Neither measure has become law. And yet, Charles says, people thought they did, and that's had an impact.
Toutes les rumeurs. Toutes les médias nationaux, yo dit que gen on loi qui voté contre ma sisi, contre ma divine dans pays.
She says all the rumors, all the national media say there's a law that passed against gays and lesbians in the country, and people hearing that react by looking out for groups of gay people to attack. Of course, the bills didn't come out of nowhere, and Courage staff say Haiti's anti-LGBT climate has gotten worse since the 2010 earthquake. Chachou Jean-Francois, youth educator, says one reason is the arrival of foreign evangelicals imposing their views.
Yo pa ka fè lakay yo parce que lakay yo côté que droit moun respecté.
They can't do this in their home countries where human rights are respected, so they come to underdeveloped countries where they make people believe homosexuality is something abominable.
After the earthquake, many of the organizations that rushed in to help were evangelical Christian groups. And it's widely believed in Haiti's LGBT community that as Christian fundamentalism spread, so did anti-gay sentiment. By contrast, Haiti's other major religion, voodoo, is seen as gay-friendly. But Charlot Jeudy, Courage's 34-year-old president, says there's another reason the climate feels more hostile.
Et effectivement, de plus en plus communautaire visible. Nous visible vraiment ces sept dernières années parce que
our community has grown increasingly visible over the last 7 years. Because we made a choice. We can't stay hidden any longer. We have a proverb in this country. If you say hello to the devil, he'll eat you. And if you don't say hello to the devil, he'll eat you. So we decided to say hello to the devil.
So in 2011, he created Courage, which in 2016 organized an LGBT film festival called Masimadi, from Creole terms for gay and lesbian. But before the festival could start, a senator condemned it, death threats poured in, and the government shut it down. And the public outcry helped inspire the introduction of the anti-gay legislation last year. Pastors and legislators who supported the bills did not return calls for comment, but I found plenty of voices of support just walking around the Champ de Mars, Port-au-Prince's Central Park. Jean-Yves Louis, a computer technician, tells me it's not homophobia that's imported.
There are a lot of things that the big Western countries want to impose on us. They want to impose on us women marrying women and men marrying men. We in Haiti are not ready for those things, and I don't think we'll ever accept it.
A young woman named Lovely Jean-Baptiste says it's common for gay and lesbian people to be beaten up, and they are sometimes even killed because, she says, they shouldn't be doing that. Asked if she's okay with violence against gay people, she says,
oui.
Yes. The Courage office feels like a refuge from this harsh reality. Many of the young men and women here treat each other like family, and that's no accident. Some were abandoned by their parents when they came out. It's a sad situation, says Courage staffer Dominique Saint-Ville, but he chooses to focus on the positive.
before they would stand against the parents and said, I'm an homosexual and I'm allowed to live my life, or I'm an homosexual but I'm allowed to go to church. So nobody would do that before. But for me, these are really important steps. Of course, Haiti have a lot of hate towards the homosexual, but a lot of people are starting to see us as they should see us, as human beings, as citizens of the country.
Sanville adds that a police officer recently threatened a Courage member with arrest for wearing a Masimadi Film Festival T-shirt, citing the non-existent law against public displays of homosexuality. But the officer let him go because the man in the T-shirt said he knew his rights and that Courage would defend him. For The World, Amy Bracken, Port-au-Prince.
Amy's story was produced in collaboration with Round Earth Media.